We present My Music, a musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here to introduce the teams is Steve Rates.
Thank you. Once again, it's My Music. Once again, it's my turn to introduce John Amis and Frank Muir on my left, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden on my right. Also on my left, but happily much nearer than John or Frank, is our scorer, Leonie Lawson. John, I begin with you, as always, a song, and then a question about the cast of the opera concerned.
What would you like to say? Lune sehr durch tausend Küsse, ma für all das Leben süße, sei ihr Tröster, sei ihr Freund. Sei ihr Tröster, sei ihr Freund, sei ihr
Gottlob Frick. John, if we on this stage were to undertake a performance of Mozart's Entführung, why would Dennis be more successful as Selim than as Osmin?
Ha ha ha, cos Selim don't talk none.
More than that, he don't...
He don't sing.
That's the point.
I beg your pardon, he does talk, but he doesn't sing.
He doesn't sing, that's right. Osmin, however, sings quite a lot, doesn't he?
Yes.
Frank, some royal music written for someone's coronation. Fabulous piece of stately music. Frank, who's...
Wonderful, isn't it? Who,
yes, wonderful.
Well, it's Handel.
Coronation?
It's Handel, isn't
yes.
it?
Well, yes.
It's sung at everybody's coronation, John pointed out to me.
Yes, but yeah. It was for someone's in particular.
Well,
George.
It's a George.
Yes.
And it's... George
III. Hanover.
George III was 1760, which is a bit late for...
Yes, so, all right.
So it's George... George the First is to a... George the Second.
You worked your way to it inexorably, didn't you? Right. And I'll tell you something else, you knew all the time too, didn't you?
No.
Didn't you, really? George the Second, his coronation in 1727.
Wasn't sure it was
yeah,
Handel.
John,
Peter,
you wish to speak?
I came across a story about Handel today which I'd never heard before, perhaps you. And that is that there was a certain singer who was angry with Handel because he said Handel didn't accompany very well. And he said, next time, I am going to jump into your harpsichord. And Handel said, please let me know when this will be, and I will advertise it. I think more people come to see you jump than see you sing.
Very good.
I'm always asked to make clear what music is. That was Zadok the Priest, of course, by written for George II's coronation in 1727. Someone I know, I've been looking forward to telling you this, has a persistent nightmare that one day he will be presented to Princess Anne and he'll address her as your royal harness. Ian, over to you. Who is this singer?
At least when I asked them, that's what I was told. So I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But the wrong that I found there, I might as well be.
I must say I associate him more with a song that went, I'm only a strolling vagabond, so good night, pretty maiden.
Is that tenor? Tenor voice,
Cavan
yes.
O'Connor.
Cavan O'Connor. It was recorded in 1942. That song, The Mountains of Mourne, the part writer of that song, we've spoken about him before, I think, Ian, was Dr. Houston Collison. And I had a letter from Grace Hall, writing from Exeter, who remembered Dr. Collison as a church organist somewhere in Surrey. And apparently he was getting on a bit, and during the sermon each Sunday, he would get off the organ bench and sit down in an armchair near the organ. But one Sunday, in moving towards it, let me just find the letter from Grace Hall. In moving towards the chair, Dr. Collison's foot slipped. His balding head shot forward and plunged straight through the seat of his chair, ripping it open. All this in full view of the congregation. The vicar, hearing the laughter, turned round to see two vergers, each holding a leg, trying to drag the unfortunate man out of the chair seat. His head eventually came out with an audible plop. The two vergers held an arm each while he recovered. All this was too much for the choir boys, one of whom called out, "Wish!" Right. Have a bit more music. Dennis, a question for you. Here's Dean Martin.
April in Paris, whom can I run to? What have you done to my heart?
Dennis, we talk a lot about the great songwriters.
Could have played a bit more of that, well, less of Zadok.
For you, yeah. We talk about Gershwin, Kern, Rogers, and Berlin, and the rest of them. What links Vernon Duke's April in Paris with Over the Rainbow, How Are Things in Lochamora, and Brother, Can You Spare a Dime?
The last one, I'm guessing at, but what links April in Paris with Over the with the Wizard of Oz is... And the other one, what was the other one?
How Are Things in Lochamora.
How Are Things in Lochamora, which is Finian's Rainbow, yeah. Is that E.Y. Harburg wrote the lyrics for all of them.
That's right. Different composers, but the poor chap who seldom gets the credit, the one who thinks of the title, come to think of it, Yip Harburg, yes. He wrote the words for all those songs.
Good. Wonderful name, too, isn't it?
Yep.
E.Y. Harburg.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. Some remarks about music and who made them. John, who said, nowadays, what is not worth saying is sung? He should know, because he'd written the librettos of some very fine operas. Well, they turned out to be libretti, anyway.
Would you like to give me a century?
Well, I'll give you an opera, if you like. The Barber.
The Barber.
Mm.
You mean he wrote the libretto, or he wrote the original play?
Author.
What?
And Marriage of Figaro, for that matter.
Well, Beaumarchais wrote
yes,
the
Beaumarchais.
Play.
I think half a mark would be ridiculously generous, don't you?
Right.
Okay, right, Beaumarchais said it. Frank, I rather like this remark, and I quote, in Queen Elizabeth's time, gravity and state were kept up. In King James's time, things were pretty well. But in King Charles's time, there has been nothing but Trenchmore and the cushion dance, omnium gatherum, tolly polly, and hoity cum toity. From whose table talk?
It's one of these usual 17th century complaints about how coarse life is getting.
Right. He was a jurist, an MP. His table talk was published in 1689.
Selden.
Yes, John Selden is absolutely right. One mark to you. Ian, this is from a folk song collector's biography. I was sitting notebook in hand. In one of the intervals between the songs, one of the washerwomen remarked, "You'll be going to make a deal of money out of this, sir." My embarrassment was relieved by the singer at the washtub who said, "Oh, it's only his hobby." "Ah, well," said the first speaker, "we all do have our failings." Whose story?
I imagine you kindly told me that it was a folk song collector at the beginning.
One of
one. And there are a number of those, but I'll draw a bow at a venture and say Cecil Sharp.
Cecil Sharp it was who told that story, yes. Dennis, who wrote this in his autobiography? Our poor sitting room in the year 89 or 90, with my mother bidding me sing Alone by the Light of the Moon, was my show song. But Dans Votre Lit was the favourite with my sister, because she associated the name of her brother with the sound of the last word.
It's a lot to take in.
It is, isn't it? Dans votre lit.
Dans votre lit. And she associated it with the word lit.
Yes.
Which has something to do with the name of her brother. And 89 or 90 was mentioned.
That's right.
It's quite old.
Right, yes. Lit. With his surname? I mean, is well, it, was she a married sis? Would it be General Robert E. Lee? Or
no, no, no. It's the wrong... No.
Waiting on the levy.
That's right, yeah.
Waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
It would have been the 1789s or 90s.
Well, that rules out Lee Trevino. And
I'm
not sure about Lee Marvin, but...
quick half mark, draw a bow at a venture...
Lee, somebody first named Lee.
Well, yes. 18... Jenny kissed me when we met.
Oh, Lee Hunt.
Yeah, Lee Hunt, half a mark out of one. Lee Hunt, it was, writing in 1850. Back to music. Here's some song identification for you. A mark for the right title, but a penalty should you happen to sing at all. I'm playing the middle bit on the piano in each case, and they all start, as it happens, with the same notes, what tonic solfège people would call la, ti, do. John, what's this?
Any clues?
Can Frank help you?
No, it's sort of Vienna.
Well, it's very Jeanette MacDonald Nelson Eddiesville. It's Will You Remember, it's called.
No.
No, it's called Will You Remember. Frank, basically the same starting notes, but a very different kind of song. From the rear, chestnuts.
It's kind of winter middle age, isn't it?
It is rather.
It sort of fits it into anything.
Yeah. But what did it fit into there?
Do you want a specific?
The title.
Don't know.
Don't know. The audience, please. right, yes. Underneath the spreading chestnut tree.
Paragliders to a man.
Another sort of, you don't get a mark, do you? Another sort of renter middle eight, really. Whether you know the tune or not, Ian, depends on how you spent your formative years. Right.
Yes. I never actually found myself on the crest of a wave, but I was a Boy Scout.
Boy Scout, oh, fabulous days. Yes, you were a Boy Scout. So the song is...
I'm something on the right, crest of a wave.
Crest of a wave, yes. Ralph Reed's Crest of a Wave, right. Then it's basically the same starting notes again, but an earlier song.
Is it Noel Coward?
Yes, it's by Noel Coward.
I believe...
He sang?
Yes, sorry. I still don't know what it is. Hey-ho, If Love Were All.
If Love Were All is the title.
All I could think of was I Believe came after that, and I didn't know what the song was.
You get a mark with a half mark knocked off. There is no call for solemnization in this next round, merely for sifflication. In other words, you have to whistle rather than sing, and there is a long word associated with each question. As a... yes, John.
John's engaged.
Well, now, I said long words. A dendrochronologist might go about his work and he might be singing to himself trees because he's involved in the science of dating wood. So, John, can you whistle a suitable signature tune for a toxophilite?
Trees.
Not just trees.
You said trees.
No, but that was dendrochronology, that was.
Oh.
No. Let's try again. Toxophilite.
Toxophilite is a...
Yes, that's right. In other words, you could have...
That's what I was whistling. I shot an arrow into the earth.
Ah, yes. That would do. Or the Archer's signature tune, or William Tell, even.
Yes.
I shot an arrow into the air, he's got the mark.
Or right. Battle music from Henry the Fifth.
Yes.
Brum, brum, brum.
That's right, yes.
Buttons and bows. Yeah.
Frank, can you...
Shut up.
Oh, God, he's away. He's away. Frank, can you whistle up for us a tune for an octophile?
An octophile?
Yes.
Somebody who's fond of... Bent toes.
Why?
Octophile is to do with the North Pole.
Well, no. Oh, bent up with frigidity or something, yes. Actually, no. An octophile is not quite that. Can I give you a...
Yes. Question? Yes. Yes, but the octo comes from the Great Bear, so it's...
Well, there
it's
a lover of...
Oh, God. Hang on.
A Night on the Bear Mountain would have done. He's a lover of teddy bears, but, yeah. You won't expect any marks, Frank, for that, would you?
Boom, boom.
Right. Ian, I have a feeling I'm losing. Can I move over to you? Can you whistle the song of the apiarist?
The apiarist? Wait a minute.
What? What?
Busy bee.
Fly to the bumblebee, bee's wedding.
That goes down as the rottenest performance I've ever given of anything.
You get the mark that Honeysuckle and the Bee would have done. Yes, the beekeeper is an apiarist. Dennis, what would a phylogenist whistle?
Well, a phylogenist is the opposite of a misogynist. He likes ladies.
Likes people.
Yes. Da da dee da da dun da da da.
Oh yes. Yes, girls. Yes, girls, girls, girls.
Yes. I've slightly redeemed myself as a sea fleur on that, didn't I?
I thought the philogenist would whistle. Very simple. Films now. Big films. Big film themes. John, a Powell and Pressburger, a propaganda piece set in Canada with this theme.
A friend of mine once played on a British council tour in Poland, and whenever they announced a symphony by a certain composer, it was always came out as Vaughaner Williamser.
Yes.
Well, that music is by Vaughaner Williamser, yes. And it's the 49th parallel.
Yes, theme music for 49th parallel, that's right. Frank, 1970, from a novel by Arthur Haley, with this busy opening music. People rushing about.
I don't go to the pictures much.
Do you stay at home?
Yes.
You've seen that on television.
Arthur Haley, it's either Airport 1, Airport 2, or Airport 3, or Airport 4, or Airport 5.
Son of Airport, yes. Yeah. Airport rides again. It was Airport.
Meets Abbott and Costello.
Yes, it was Airport. Alfred Newman's music for Airport. Ian, Leslie Howard wrote as well as directing this. Detect the hand of a master there.
Well, we think it's the first of the few.
Yes, that's right. Music by, do you happen to know?
Was it Walton?
Walton, yes. William Walton, 1942. Dennis,
Be the first of the fugue.
I wrote a piece of music called The First of the Fugue.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Nobody's perfect. Dennis, 1958. William Wyler directed, Jerome Morris wrote the music. It ran 165 minutes, which was a long time for a film in those days, and it began like this.
Yes. Gregory Peck come a-riding into town. It's the big country, isn't it?
Big country. Charles Bickford, Burl Ives, Charlton Heston. Yes. Mm. I always think Charlton Heston sounds like a bus route.
Green Line. It used to be.
A Green Line bus. Lines from songs. The question is, of course, which song? John, I quote, "The cord is frayed, the cruise is dry."
Once aboard the lugger.
It's a song that everybody sang at one time. It's from Tosti's Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Middle section. Goodbye. No. Frank, I quote again from a song, Scarlet and Rhett.
Oh, yes. Isn't ours a lovely love affair?
Our love affair, yes. Ian, which of us two rides the faster?
Oh, I haven't the slightest idea. The only I can tell you the song, of course, is It Doesn't Apply to, and that's A Bicycle Built for Two.
Oh, doesn't he deserve a mark for that? Yes, lovely. It comes from Highwayman Love by Ivan Novello. Love, Highwayman Love. Which of us two rides the faster?
Or you'll take the high road.
Dennis, I rack my brains to find the proper adjective.
Not as hard as I'm racking mine, mate. Say it in the tempo of the song.
I rack my brains to find the proper adjective.
Adjective. Yes, it's one. I wreck my brain to find the proper
adjective. That's right, it is. Yes.
That's the tune I...
Shall I play you the first three notes of the chorus?
Good, good, good.
Yeah. Good, good, good. That's you, that's me. Good, good, good. What, half a mark, I think, for that. And we come to song time. Being a Londoner, flying in clear air, being forgotten and a calling voice. That's the essence of the four final non-competing songs, in which everybody gets full marks always, so we don't count them. That's whether or not they choose to sing any of the keys I have on this piano. Frank, you first. Since neither of us is a Londoner, let's give them our joint rendition, or do you prefer rendering, of Maybe It's Because I'm...
A duet.
A duet.
How charming. You're going to sing as well?
I shall accompany you in B-flat.
Ah. I'm not sure what I'll sing in. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London so. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I think of her wherever I go. I get a funny feeling inside of me just walking up and down. Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner that I love London town.
After some persuasion from me, John has acquainted himself with a beautiful song called The Lark in the Clear Air, which devotees of this programme have been telling him and us for a long time would suit his voice a treat. I think it will. John, The Lark in the Clear Air.
Dear thoughts are in my mind, and my soul seems enchanted as I hear the sweet lark sing in the clear air of the day. For a tender beaming smile to my heart has been granted, and tomorrow she shall hear all that my fond heart would say. It is this that gives my soul all that joyous elation as I hear the sweet lark sing in the clear air of the day.
Thank you. 1923 was a good year for maudlin songs as well as for silly songs like Yes, We Have No Bananas. Dennis revives the saga of the kind of girl that men forget.
Do we do the verse?
Yes,
we
must do the verse, yes.
Right. Dear little girl, they call you a flirt, a flapper with up-to-date ways. You may shine brightly, but just like a lamp, you'll burn out one of these days. Then your old-fashioned sister will come into view with a hubby and kiddies. But what about you? You're the kind of a girl that men forget. Just a toy to enjoy for a while. For when men settle down, they always get an old-fashioned girl with an old-fashioned smile. And you'll soon realize you're not so wise as the years bring you tears of regret. When they play Here Comes the Bride, you're standing outside. Just a girl that men forget. Took it through the fair old lick, didn't I?
Well, you did. You did indeed, yes. It was a Billy Bennett style, yes, wasn't it, that verse? Yeah. Now, somewhere a voice is calling, and it's Ian's voice.
I hope it's here.
Dusk and the shadows falling, o'er land and sea. Somewhere a voice is calling, calling to me. Night and the stars are gleaming, tender and true. Dearest, my heart is dreaming, dreaming of you.
Anybody want to know who won? It's a victory this week for Dennis Norden and Ian Wallace. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amos, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Tony Schreiner.